Talk about millions of things in under 60 seconds.
That's true. And technically, you still haven't read the disclaimer.
No, boy.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantees. See participating dealership or call 1-877-310-3673 for mail-in rebate details through 83110.
AM 1300, WMEL.
From AM 1300 WMEL, the Saturday night forecast is calling for warm temperatures. We'll have a low tonight of 77, just a 20% chance of a stray shower. On Sunday, isolated showers again, just a stray chance tomorrow with a high of 92. The heat index will make it feel like it's 105. And from Monday, we'll have a high of 94. The heat index Monday continues to be high. It'll be at 107 degrees. Hear Pop Garden Radio Saturday nights right here on AM 1300.
Small business owners, this is your chance to take advantage of mobile marketing technology to reach your customers. Realize immediate return on investment. Call the Practical Cafe now to find out how. 321-216-7277 on the web at thepracticalcafe.com. Immediate results starting at $25 per month. This is real, proven, and practical. Thepracticalcafe.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, everybody. You are tuned in to the Stormy Monday Show. How's by you? Yeah, you're right. I'm ready to go here with some of my favorite sides just for you, like we always do. Ain't nothing but a big old party on a Saturday night. I'm brewing it up on the bluesy side. You know I brought the spice and some jazz and soul. That'll make it twice as nice. Sybil Gage here reporting for duty. It is time to start the Stormy Monday Show on AM 1300 WMEL.
Gonna do one for you by guitar steel called Done Got Over It. Well, Billy. Yeah, you got it, Billy. You got it now. Go ahead home. That's it. This is in G, by the way. Well, I done got over it. Yeah.
the blues tonight, so you must have some too. It is Sybil Gage on a Saturday night. So glad that you're here to listen to the Stormy Monday show. This is AM 1300 WMEL. 1300 WMEL. You are tuned in to the Stormy Monday Show with me, Sybil Gage. We do this thing for you every single week, starting at 7 o'clock. Buddy Guy, Junior Wells on that last one, Messing with the Kid. From the LP, Buddy Guy and Junior Wells, Play the Blues. That was recorded back in 1960, originally by Wells, but covered by a lot of musicians. It's even on the Briefcase Full of Blues album from the Blues Brothers. Only the Blue Notes. That's Edgar Struble. Now here's a guy that acts as a producer, a musical director, a composer, an arranger to the stars. He has worked extensively with people like Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, Leon Russell, Ray Charles. I could hear a little Ray Charles in that song that we played. Al Hurt, the Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, running the gamut here. He was also the musical director for It's a Motown Christmas. Edgar Struble is a sought-after talent in L.A., but he makes his home in Nashville. That's from his CD, No Rough Edges. We heard the beautiful Only the Blue Notes. And that takes us to the beginning of the show, where we started with I Done Got Over It. I hope you have too, baby. That was from the CD, Breaking It Up, Breaking It Down. That was Muddy Waters, James Cotton, Johnny Winter, all hard at work. That cut us from a concert back in 1977 to support Muddy Waters' album, Heart Again. I remember that. I remember that album cover. Breaking It Up, Breaking It Down is a compilation of recordings from three different live shows on that tour, released 30 years later in 2007. So, there you have that story. Let's get back to the music now, right here on the Stormy Monday Show. Did you get it, Tanya? Are you tuned in there? This is Sybil Gage on AM 1300 WMEL. You're gonna hear bad news.
no more. She's my baby, I love her so. She's gotta go all the way from here. She's gotta move it down the line. Well, well, she's gotta move it down the line. She's my baby, she's awful fine. She's gotta move on down the line. She takes the baby to the lady next door. She goes out and stay until way past four. She hurries home and she eats a can. You know that's no good for the hard-working man. That is why, oh why, she's gotta go away from here. She won't wash, she won't iron, she won't cook, she won't sew. She won't even, she won't even scrub the floor. That is why, oh why, she's gotta go all the way from here. Well, I'd rather be dead and in my grave to let a good mama make me her slave. I say bye, so long. Carry on.
We'll be right back.
1300 WMEL, that is Debbie Davies with Where the Blues Come to Die. You are listening to the Stormy Monday Show, Debbie Davies. She's a real favorite of mine amongst the blues contemporaries. Coco Montoya also featured on this one from the CD Debbie Davies Blues Blast. She does the blues, but it's called Debbie Davies Blues Blast. A check of her schedule reveals she will be at the Kitchener Blues Festival in Ontario August 7th and on August 14th at the Iron Horse in Northampton, Massachusetts. And I think she's from the Bay Area, but she lives in New Orleans. But what the heck, she ain't never home, I'll tell you that. Always out there producing some very good blues. Ernie Andrews, she's got to go. Andrews is perhaps a very obscure artist because he didn't live in New York City and wasn't really exposed to the people that would have made him bigger, lesser known, but keeping jazz alive on the left coast. Here he is with Snooky Young on the flugelhorn, Bob Cooper on the tenor sax, Russ Tompkins on the piano, and Doug McDonald on guitar, Monty Budwig on bass, Jeff Hamilton on drums. That's a big group. Then we heard Eva Taylor with the West End Blues right at the top. She's a great blues performer and stage actress, born around 1895, a long time ago. She married Clarence Williams, who played piano and produced acts, and that couple had a band called the Blue Five, employed the likes of Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, Sippy Wallace, and Bessie Smith. Eva Taylor's great-grandson is actor Clarence Williams III from Mod Squad and other entertaining flicks. You are tuned in to the station that takes you on vacation. AM 1300 WMEL. Yeah, this is Sybil Gage, the entertainer. We're going to go right to the break now. This is the Stormy Monday Show.
Start off your day the Doug Steffen way here on AM 1300 WMEL. Weekdays 5 to 9, you'll have the Good Morning Crew working to bring you not only the news people are talking about, but also some of the offbeat items that you will not hear discussed anywhere else on the radio. Start your day the good day way with me, Doug Steffen, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
It's the favorite Italian restaurant in Brevard County. It's Panivino Italian Restaurant. If you're looking for an authentic Italian restaurant to call your own, then make it Panivino. At Panivino, you'll enjoy a wide menu selection of pasta, chicken, veal, and daily specials. Panivino has their own deli for the finest and freshest in meats, cheese, and wine direct from Italy. And Panivino also makes their own desserts from their bakery made fresh daily to you. Your host, Carmelo, invites you to enjoy the best Italian food in Brevard County for 20 years now. Panivino Italian Restaurant also serves Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Panivino Italian Restaurant on Hibiscus next to the Premier Movie Theaters. For food as good as your mother would make, make it Panivino Italian Restaurant.
Yeah.
Small business owners, this is your chance to take advantage of mobile marketing technology to reach your customers. Realize immediate return on investment. Call the Practical Cafe now to find out how. 321-216-7277 on the web at thepracticalcafe.com. Immediate results starting at $25 per month. This is real, proven, and practical. Thepracticalcafe.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
I need a little taste of the Crescent City. Music halls and debutante balls. Food so good, and that ain't all. It's a place where people love you. They'll take you in. Started out with some rain. Folks said we're gonna get a little hurricane, but the water far from the Nine took over. Starting with the lower nine, it was rising fast and tall. This ain't no job for ponchos and parasols. And I say, Lord, hear my call, please catch New Orleans. It's about to fall. Work your divine. To your home, where you live now, folks say Superdome. The only game that's playing is survival. I hope that you will hasten your heavenly arrival. Started out with some rain. Folks say we're gonna get a little hurricane, but the water. Job for ponchos and parasols, and I say, Lord, hear my call, please catch New Orleans. It's about to fall. Work your divine. I'm gonna hold on the line. Can't see Canal Street away. I is up a line. Back in the day, I played along the levee, catching my thrills. I knew it would protect me. Now I'm saying, Lord, hear my call, please catch New Orleans. It's about to fall. Work your divine. I'm gonna hold on the line. Can't see Carrollton. Where is Ursuline? Lord, the water is obscuring my view, and I can't find Gentilly. Where is Cold Avenue? Lord, stop the water. It's taking somebody's mother, father, sister, brother, child, Lord. Hear my call. Catch New Orleans, cause it's about to fall.
AM 1300 WMEL, this is Civil Gage on the Stormy Monday Show. Glad you could be with us tonight on this last day in July. Bye-bye, July. It was nice. It was hot, but it was nice. Hey, I want to thank the Corvette Club of Palm Beach Garden, Florida, for inviting me and my band to play last Tuesday evening. We had a wonderful time. It was a Mardi Gras show at the Marriott out there. I think it's the PGA Marriott. Throwing beads and everything. We met some people from New Orleans, a whole lot of A-La Bine going on. Everybody there was out of sight. A lot of beautiful Corvettes to be seen, and we really enjoyed ourselves. All righty. That last song was from my CD, Nola Calling. That was Catch New Orleans. I figured, you know, I'd play it for you because we're coming up on the 5th anniversary of Katrina. And there's a whole lot of stuff going on in my hometown about that very thing. Before that, Louisiana's own Rosie Ledet from the CD Pick It Up. And she sang Don't Tell Me No. It was a sweet song. I'll be opening for Rosie when she comes to Cocoa Village in February. That's on the 26th at the Cocoa Riverfront Park. It'll be an early Mardi Gras celebration, as Mardi Gras is in March this year. And let's see, while moving on, we had Esperanza Spalding started the set with I Know You Know. And that's really, really good stuff from her self-titled CD. Very pretty song. She's an inspiring young bass player, coupled here with pianist Leo Genovese. I really enjoyed that music from her, and I enjoyed reading her bio. She started experimenting with a whole bunch of instruments, the cello, horns, to find out where her passion was, and she almost didn't find it, and then she realized she really, really, really loved the bass almost by accident, and how difficult it must have been dragging that thing around, I'll tell you. But she's given us some good music. If you would like your music to be played on the Stormy Monday Show, heard on the Stormy Monday Show, the place to send your music is to P.O. Box 894, Cocoa Village, Florida, 32923. It is Sybil Gage's Stormy Monday Show. We're going to get back to the swing of it. Here's a man I really like. I think he'd make a good neighbor, New Orleans style. AM 1300 WMEL.
If I live next door, if I live next door, we would sleep less, but you'd see me more. If I live next door, there's one thing for sure, you wouldn't have far to score. You could bang on my wall to make a booty call. If I live next door, 'cause I'm a good neighbor, I'm a good friend, I'm a good neighbor, you're in good hands. When it starts to rain, I'll come and clean your drain. It takes all night to tighten up your pipes. You won't hear me complain, 'cause I'm a good neighbor, I'm a good friend, I'm a good neighbor. Step into my kitchen, baby, while I whip up something fast. Stuff your oyster pie, baby, just throw the shit so no one sees our ass. Well, if I live next door, if I live next door, bring a friend or four. If I live next door, it's open house, baby. If I live next door, I'd like to see you a little more. Won't you be my neighbor?
All right, now, yes, yes, that is John Boutte. This is the Stormy Monday Show. Sybil Gage here. I think I need to go knock on his door and see if he got a cup of sugar. Yeah, John, good neighbor. That's how we do it down home. Hey, I wanted to tell you guys something. I did a couple of charities last week. I wanted to give you an update on them because they turned out to be really nice. The first one I did in the early morning hours was at Ozzy's Crab House, and it was for Sherry and Jimmy's son, Thomas. And they're very good people. Their son, Thomas, had an accident, and he needed some money for the rehab. And they raised over $7,000 over at Ozzy's last Saturday, so I'm very happy for them, and they are very happy with that amount. And then, after the show last week, I ran over to Vieira for the Habitat for Humanity fundraiser, and I got a really nice letter from them this week. And this is from Terry, Teresa Klein. She's the chairwoman. They raised over $9,000, and this is to build a home for a woman that has MS. So it's a special needs home, and they've got 30 women that they are training to build this house. And it's going to be built in Cocoa, Florida, on the corner of Ruth and Jackson Avenues. And it's a dream come true for a whole lot of people. So I was very happy to be a part of it, and I'm really happy that it was successful. And amazingly, you know, Adam's such a nice guy. He's waiting to do his Pop Garden Radio, and he's got excellent news to tell you also on the Pop Garden Radio front. But he did contribute. He couldn't come to it and came right over here and donated some money. I mean, you know, That's what I'm calling. You know, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. So I just wanted to let you know that that is something very, very beautiful. And I've been telling you all about Al Jarreau, and he's still in the hospital trying to get better. They did some heart surgery on him, you know. Last week he fell out in Paris. He was in the Alps, and something about the altitude and couldn't breathe. He took to the hospital, so he's been in the hospital. He had to do a small procedure on his heart. He's doing better, so I wanted you to keep him in your prayers. And we're going to play a little bit of Trombone Shorty for you. And I'm out of here. I'll be at Ozzy's Crab House tomorrow, 5 to 9, if you want to come on out and say hi to me. And on Tuesday, I'll be back at Heidi's. Thank you to the Practical Cafe. They do text messages for small businesses, among other things, taking care of all my internet social media services. Check them out on the internet, the Practical Cafe. Stay tuned, honey children, for Pop Garden Radio. I'll be listening to it all the way out to the airport to pick up Casper. So I will see you in the nightlife, and check out this. It's beautiful. Something beautiful from Trombone Shorty featuring Lenny Kravitz. This is Sybil Gage on the Stormy Monday Show. Good night, y'all.
Can you show me something beautiful? Can you show me something beautiful? Beautiful, show me something beautiful. Can you show me something beautiful? Wow. Can you show me something beautiful? Beautiful, show me something beautiful. Do you feel temperatures rising? And do you see flashes of lightning, some bright lady? Do you know who would love to love you? I do. Can you let your worried mind move? Can you show me something beautiful? Beautiful, show me something beautiful. Show me something beautiful. Colors changing. Can you feel them rearranging? Amazing. Do you know who knows how to love you? I do. Can you feel the things that I do? When the world's hot and love, and it's faded and cold, when the world has grown dull, can you show me something beautiful? Beautiful, show me something beautiful. Show me something beautiful. Show me something beautiful. Show me something beautiful. Show me something beautiful.
favorite Italian restaurant in Brevard County, it's Panivino Italian Restaurant. If you're looking for an authentic Italian restaurant to call your own, then make it Panivino. At Panivino, you'll enjoy a wide menu selection of pasta, chicken, veal, and daily specials. Panivino has their own deli for the finest and freshest in meats, cheese, and wine direct from Italy. And Panivino also makes their own desserts from their bakery made fresh daily to you. Your host, Carmelo, invites you to enjoy the best Italian food in Brevard County for 20 years now. Panivino Italian Restaurant also serves Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Panivino Italian Restaurant on Hibiscus next to the Premier Movie Theaters. For food as good as your mother would make, make it Panivino Italian Restaurant.
AM 1300, WMEL.
Hello, Space Coast. This is the Garden Rebel, Robert Vincent Sims, inviting you to join me each weekend here on the Talk To Me station. Each Sunday morning at 10, I'll help you breathe new life into your garden, making your neighbors green with envy. Everyone has a green thumb. Yours just may need ripening. That is where I come in. The Garden Rebel Show, Sunday morning at 10 on the new Talk To Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
WMEL, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne.
I'm April Williams. A roadblock for officials trying to prepare BP's ruptured well in the Gulf of Mexico to be killed. Debris from Tropical Storm Bonnie got into the relief well. But Louisiana charter boat captain Mike Frenette says problems with the oil spill won't disappear just because it's been capped off.
There's no question that people want this to go away. I want it to go away, but we have to be realist about this, that there is a tremendous amount of, if you want to call it, pollution below the surface as a result of this.
The well spewed oil for 3 months. Three convicted murderers are on the run from Arizona authorities. 42-year-old Tracy Province, 25-year-old John McCluskey, and 36-year-old Daniel Renwick abducted two people at gunpoint Saturday morning.
We're telling individuals here to be on the lookout for these individuals. They're armed and dangerous.
Flagstaff Police Sergeant James Jackson says the three later released the hostages at a truck stop and fled. The so-called Crown Fire in Los Angeles County is 62% contained. It's burned 14,000 acres. Parts of northwestern Pakistan are experiencing severe flooding. CNN's Reza Sayer reports hundreds of people have lost their lives.
Got some really heartbreaking scenes. People lost their homes, walking around with their belongings. We saw people picking up scraps of wood they plan to use to build a new place because their homes had been destroyed. The hardest hit region is the northwestern province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The information minister earlier Saturday said 800 people have been killed there in several districts.
The disaster affects a million people. Today, Chelsea Clinton is a blushing bride. She married Mark Mezvinsky.